News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and after the holiday weekend, you're listening to a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Showers, thunderstorms, high winds, and hail through the Northwoods. That's led to widespread power outages. Here's the latest from WSAU reporter Zach Hagenbusher.
Wisconsin Public Service crews were called out to several areas with over 15,000 customers knocked out by the storms. Several trees were blown into power lines. There were scattered outages in the Schofield and Wausau areas, but far more to the north were over 1,500 in the Boulder Junction area, 3,400 in Rhinelander, and 2,300 in the Saner area lost electricity. There were also several outages in the St. Germain, Eagle River, Tomahawk, Lac de Flambeau, and Arborvita areas. Crews worked throughout the evening to restore service. Zach Hagenbusher, WSAU News.
At this hour, we have about 3,000 people without electricity. We have a link where you can track the latest in the storm recovery at WSAU.com. This recent wave of severe weather is leading to a consumer protection warning. You need to watch out for home repair scams. Dave Albrecht with the State Department of Consumer Protection says many of these fly-by-night contractors will take your money and not do the work.
Sometimes these so-called storm chasers are from out of state, and they don't have any kind of proper licensing, and they're incredibly difficult to track down after the fact.
Albrecht says stick with contractors with local references. Nine people were injured in a two-vehicle crash yesterday afternoon in Lincoln County. This happened around 12:30 at the intersections of Highways 51 and U.S. 8. The State Patrol says one vehicle with a driver and four passengers inside was trying to cross Highway 8 and turn onto 51 northbound when it was struck by another vehicle carrying a driver and three passengers. Both the vehicles remained upright. No one required hospitalization. The driver of the second vehicle, whose name hasn't been released, has been cited for not yielding the right of way. A Weston man's been given a citation after a teenager drove a vehicle into a house on Saturday. More on that from WSAU's Raymond Newpert.
The crash involved a 13-year-old girl driving an SUV into the porch of her Weston home. There were three passengers inside the vehicle. One has been cited for having an open intoxicant. The man in the passenger seat was the girl's mother's fiancé. He was cited for permitting an unlicensed minor to drive. The girl and one of the passengers were taken to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries. A third person who was on the porch was also evaluated for minor injuries. Names in the case have not been released. The crash remains under investigation. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
A driver running a stop sign caused a crash that left a semi-tractor rig in a Stevens Point yard on Sunday. The 21-year-old Plover driver was eastbound on Center Street. He failed to yield to traffic on Michigan Avenue. This happened around 4:30 in the morning. Neither driver had serious injuries. On your next flight into the U.S. from a foreign country, you may be asked by airport security to turn on your cell phone and portable devices.
Cell phones are coming under tighter security at airports with flights bound to the U.S. Not only cell phones, but other electronic devices as well. At certain airports, security agents may ask travelers to turn on their phones and other devices, and if they don't power up, you will not be allowed to fly with it.
I directed that we step up our aviation security at some last point of departure airports coming into the United States.
Homeland Security Director Jay Johnson on NBC's Meet the Press. The concern is that Al-Qaeda in Yemen and Al-Qaeda in Syria are turning familiar everyday items into hard-to-detect bombs. They're keeping the names of the airports getting beefed-up security under wraps. Bill Vitka, Fox News Radio.
Kids and parents love the new park next door to Athletic Park in Wausau. The concern, though, is foul balls during Woodchucks games that can sometimes go over the roof of the stadium and land into the park. Parks Committee Chair Dave Overbeck says they're going to discuss that.
One might be installing some netting like what's behind the catcher over some of the areas to protect people where they're unknowingly, you know, playing or some of the kids are.
Wausau's Parks Committee will meet to discuss that at 5:15 tonight at City Hall. Back to work after the holiday weekend. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
For today, partly cloudy skies with some scattered thunderstorms developing late in the afternoon, a high of 80, a west-northwest wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy, still a few storms during the evening. That should taper off after midnight, a low down to 60. Then for your Tuesday, partly cloudy, less humid, some widely scattered showers or storms in the afternoon, high 76. Wednesday, a bit cooler, partly or mostly sunny, high 73. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We've seen a clearing trend from the overnight into this morning. Still a mild start. If you'd like a six-day forecast 24-7, that's on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.